Hello and welcome to the Mindset Goddess. I'm Valeska. Today is part three of the Power of Self-Love. So we will be covering that today. I hope that you have been putting into practice what I have taught you so far, and hopefully you are seeing some positive results from it. So let's talk a little bit about self-love. Self-love is respecting yourself. Self-love is accepting who you are. And I don't mean you shouldn't want to change things about yourself. If you have certain flaws that are unhealthy and you want to change them, then that's great. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the flaws that don't really need to be changed. For example, it could be something physical like the sound of your voice or the way you look or your lack of knowledge in certain subjects. Maybe you're horrible in math and you've tried and tried and tried to become good at math and you just can't do it. That's what I mean by accepting certain flaws. You will have flaws because every human being has flaws. I have them. Everybody has them. And there are some flaws that need to be worked on and should be worked on. But then there are other flaws that don't need to be worked on and don't need to be changed because they can't really be changed. And it's more about accepting them. And it's more about being at peace with those specific flaws. You are not a perfect human being. There's no such thing. There's no one on this earth who is perfect. We are all flawed in some way. But it is our job as human beings to learn to accept who we are, to learn to accept our role in this society, to accept the role that we play on this earth, and to accept who we are inside and out. And not just accept it, but love ourselves. But before you can truly love and respect yourself, you have to learn to accept who you are. You have to come to peace knowing that there are some things about you that cannot be changed and should not be changed, while there are other things that should be and need to be. You can decide that. You can decide what is healthy and what is not healthy in your life, which flaws can stay, should stay, which flaws should not. So what I want you to do is I want you to write down on a piece of paper all of the flaws that you think you have. Write them all down and then write down next to them why you think you have this flaw. Is it something that you can't prevent, something that you can't help? For example, let's say I think one of my flaws is that I have a big nose. And I'm terrible in science. It doesn't matter what I do. I just can't change it. I'm just trying to give you guys examples. It can be anything physical or it could be something about your personality. So let's say that you have that flaw. I want you to tell yourself or write it down on a piece of paper why you think you have that. Is it something that can be changed? Is it something that needs to be changed? And if it needs to be changed because it's unhealthy, like let's say a drinking habit or a smoking habit, what can you do to change it? How can you go about changing it? And how realistic of a time frame do you need to be able to make that change? What do you think you need? How much time do you think you need? So do that as an activity when you get a chance. And the flaws that you see on your paper that really don't need changing because they're not unhealthy, they're more about you accepting yourself. Those flaws, I want you to think of something positive about those flaws. Think about something good. I know that you're thinking maybe that's hard to do, but it's really not that hard if you dig. There is something good about every flaw. I bet you that if you really look inside you, you'll find out the answer. And I want you to start replacing these negative thoughts that you have about yourself with positive thoughts. Okay, so that's your assignment for now. And on Thursday, I'll have another activity for you guys. Maybe we'll also do another meditation. I love you guys. Please subscribe to my podcast if you haven't, and I hope you'll come back. Take care.